You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The growing usage of AI deepfakes has been used for a number of different reasons, whether it's just for fun or to jeopardize someone's career. These AI-generated images, videos, and voice recordings have become more accessible and easy to make. Deepfakes have been used for financial fraud, during election campaigns to taint the reputations of mostly female candidates, and also to spread propaganda and misinformation. However, Denmark has proposed a law to grant individuals copyright over their face, body, and voice. Although the move has been hailed as world-leading and a step forward to address the harms of AI deepfakes, it has drawn criticism for not being effective enough. It has also provoked concerns about the act of copyrighting one's likeness to the same degree as intellectual property. I spoke to Professor Alex Sims from the University of Auckland's Commercial Law Department about the proposition and its effectiveness. How effective is Denmark's approach to tackling AI deepfakes? And do you think that copyrighting one's face, voice, and body is the right way to approach it?
Okay, well, first of all, Denmark hasn't done anything yet. It's just proposed a law. So everyone's jumping up and down, all excited. But I haven't even seen a text for it. It's just going to put something in consultation. Whether copyright is the right thing, I personally don't think it's the right way to go about it, because copyright is about creating something, like painting a painting or writing a book, whereas your face and your voice, you haven't created it. And also with copyright, one of the purposes behind copyright is when you create something, you can sell the copyright to someone else, and then they can start doing, making copies, and you can't anymore. And so you don't really want that to happen with your likeness or your voice, So it's just fundamentally the wrong approach to do that. There are other ways of doing it, of protecting, your likeness, so, what you look like and your voice. And the US hasn't passed it yet. There's a proposed act. They call them acts. We'd call them a bill in New Zealand, called the No Fakes Act. That's a short name for it. It's got a much longer name. And that would grant people rights over their likeness, your voice, etc. So that's separate from copyright. I think that's probably a better idea. And interestingly, what they've got proposed in the US is that you can license your likeness for up to 10 years. So you don't ever lose it completely, and there's much stricter rules if you're a minor, if you're under 18.
And what challenges might arise from enforcing this law, and what are some other ethical issues that come with treating one's likeness or voice as a copyrighted asset?
For a start, if it does go over the line in Denmark, it will only protect people in Denmark. If you've got, say, the social media websites that are accessible in Denmark, then you can complain and potentially get it taken down. But, I mean, there's good and bad. So both what the Danish proposal has and also the US one is what you don't have to go to court to enforce your rights. It's called a notice and takedown. So you can send a notice to the website or the platform, social media thing, saying, look, there's this deep fake of me. Can you please take it down? And if the platform, whatever, looks into it and agrees that, yes, there is, and they take it down within a certain period of time, they can't be sued. And that's called a safe harbour. The problem with that is that we've already seen these notice and takedown systems in practice in copyright law. So the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, in the US has that, exactly that. So you claim that you're the owner of the copyright and the work, might be a song that someone's got in the back of their video that's on YouTube. You send the thing saying, I'm the owner, and it's taken down. So most people especially will be aware of this. The problem is that it doesn't get checked, okay? And people are using this as a weapon to censor or actually to drive people out of business. I saw something recently where a business, it was in the States, there was a Chinese outfit that had copied all of their content, this business's content, and then the Chinese one sent a letter to Shopify saying, look, these people have copied all our products and things. And Shopify immediately took down the website. And it took them over a week with their lawyers involved to get it back up. And what was worse was that the photos which had been taken off the American website had watermarks with the company's name on it. So there was no checking whatsoever. It was done automatically. And actually it happened a second time a couple of years later. The same company did it. And Shopify, again, removed the US company's website. You know, they're an online company. It was costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's lots of other examples. So, you know, if you are going to have a notice and takedown provision, it must be designed so that it doesn't get gamed and misused and used. You know, if anyone wants to look, there's lots of complaints at the moment about the copyright thing being used as censorship of all sorts of things. So someone doesn't like what someone else is saying, they just allege there's been a breach of something and it gets removed.
And what about those who would use AI deepfakes for satire or just harmless reasons rather than malicious reasons?
Well, that's a really good point, because not all deepfakes are malicious. They can be used like in advertising. People are using them fine. And also for satire and comedy, we should be able to laugh. I know that comedy is such a sort of almost dead, unfortunately, for various reasons. It's obviously satire. There was one, apparently, I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen reports of it, where it was a movie of what looked like Elon Musk with Trump kissing and then, you know, his rubbing Elon's feet, you know? I mean, it's obviously satire, and that should be allowed. But the problem is that when you have these notice and takedown, is again, the algorithms, because they are algorithms doing this, there's a doubt that the human in the loop, there's no human oversight, and so they get taken down. And sure, legally, you've got the right, but most people don't have the money to go to court to enforce that, to get it put back up. It's going to cost you an awful lot of money. So, yes, so sure, they'll say, oh, no, it's fine. But we all know, because we've seen it already, that it just won't work.
Actually, now that you mentioned the Donald Trump and Elon Musk deepfakes, which is obviously satire, do you think that there is or there should be a line drawn between hyper-realistic deepfakes that can very obviously ruin someone's career as opposed to ones that are very obviously fake? Like, you can just tell that it's AI.
It's all the interpretation, but you've got the law, but you've got the practice of law, how it's enforced, so which are two different things. But, I mean, some of them, even though they're hyper-realistic, you know that they're not real. So, for example, you might have, people, two enemies, you know, dancing to some music, which they already have, but they look a bit clunky. You know that that is just a spoof. So I how do I put it? It all does depend on the actual law, which, again, we don't know what Denmark is going to do. The penalties is not the most important thing, because 99.99% of this, or even another nine, never goes near a court. The real issue is the taking down of the content. And so, and as I said before, no one is checking this. And so stuff is being taken down that is quite clearly satirical. So whether it sort of crosses that line and you can't tell whether it's satire or not is really a different issue. Mind you, just on the point of satire, is that unfortunately, so many people now don't understand satire. It just goes over their head. So for other people, it's quite clear that something is satire, but unfortunately, most people haven't got a critical thought, or they can't think a critical thought in their body, and they just believe whatever it is. So that's why it's interesting with satire.
That was the University of Auckland's Alex Sims on Denmark's proposed attempt to tackle the deepfake epidemic. We will be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.